You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good afternoon, guys. I hope you're well. I'm standing in for our good friend Andy Holding, and of course I'm very aware of the size boots I have to fill today in Andy's absence. The Irish guru is on baby delivery duties, I am led to believe, so I'd like to wish Andy, his wife and baby, of course, all the best of health and happiness in the coming days. Our attention now turns to the first of 2 days of typically competitive action at Navan on the flat, with more than a pinch of quality thrown in along the way. We have a good mix of maidens, handicaps and stakes races to get our teeth stuck into. And we start off this Sunday at 2:15 with an interesting 5 furlong fillies maiden on paper, with a good mix of likely newcomers, such as the Aidan O'Brien trained Could It Be Love, against a few horses who've already had a run. Of course, at this stage of the season, it's always interesting to see that dynamic between match practice and smart horses that are winning first time out. Social Butterfly could improve from her fourth on debut at Dundalk, but I think the best of those with form already in the book could be Michael O'Callaghan's Summer's Seat Mist, who shaped really well on debut at Dundalk at the end of March. The form of that maiden looks pretty solid now, with the second horse winning since, and with Pat Smullen booked to ride this filly, I think she's speedily bred and she should go very, very well indeed a second time around. The 2:45 handicap has no less than 22 runners for this extended 5 furlong sprint, worth 11 grand in prize money. It's a little bit of a lottery, to say the least, and it's going to be very difficult to find the winner. But I've picked out two horses that I think should run quite well, look permitting. The first of those is Guanabara Bay, trained by Adrian McGuinness, who's always a trainer to look out for in these sprint handicaps. This horse steps back in trip for the first time in quite a while, has been running over further, and I think this stiff finish should really play to his strength. His form is very patchy, there's no getting away from that, but the good bits of his form suggest that a mark of 70 is very workable if he turns up at his best today, and if he takes this test over a slightly shorter trip. The other horse to note, and I think perhaps the most likely winner of this race, is PJ Prendergast's Brave Display, who posted a really good speed figure in landing a 6 furlong handicap at Dundalk last time out from a mark of 61. I think he makes obvious appeal on the switch back to the turf of £6 higher today. In the 3:20, another very competitive race, this time a listed contest for three-year-olds, and as you'd expect, there's a lot of unexposed horses here. Obviously, quite a few of them are bringing some pretty solid form to the table. I think the best of those is Intelligence Cross. He looks to have the strongest form on offer overall. Despite carrying a Group 3 penalty, he's given weight all around here. He's rated 109. I don't think that's going to be the ceiling of his ability. He should improve as a three-year-old, despite there always being that question mark over Offspring of Warfront. He's stepping back in trip to this trip of just shy of 6 furlongs around here, which I think is a good move. I think the stiff track would really suit him, and I think he's going to give a really good account of himself first time out. Psychedelic Funk and Alphabet are respected. If there is one to run well at a bigger price, it could well be Radio Silence, who is the second highest rated horse in the field. I think he's double figure odds at the moment. He's acquitted himself well in good company as a two-year-old, and he's another one that's stepping back in trip for very shrewd trainer Jim Bolger. In the 3:55, the listed Salsabil Stakes has a really good quality feel to it, with a solid mix of experience versus potential on show. John Ox has a filly called Queen Anne's Lace. She was the first home of the three-year-olds in the Park Express last time out, which was a pretty good effort first time out, and she really should improve on that here today under Pat Smullen. I think the best of the Aidan O'Brien trained fillies could well be Butterflies, but the one that I like the credentials of is Oak's Entry, Angel Island. She's a filly by So You Think, who's a horse I had a great deal of time for, obviously a very good champion in his own right. And this Angel Island won really well on testing ground at Cork last time out, in a race that's worked out as well quite well since. Better ground today should suit. I think the additional 2 furlongs should also bring about some improvement for Fozzie Stack's charge, and I reckon she won't be too far away at the finish under Chris Hayes. The 4:25 sees the return of the hugely talented Order of St. George in this Group 3 Vintage Crop Stakes over a mile and six. He does have to give away £5 and rising to his 7 rivals today, but it really does look at an excellent opportunity for this 5-year-old to win first time out. His form speaks for itself at a considerably hotter level than this. You know, he's contested an arc, he's been to Royal Ascot, he's ran in all of these quality races, and although there's a couple of decent listed types in this race, I'm not sure there's anything quite up to his quality. He's got everything in his favour, the ground is fine for him, and I think he should be straight enough first time out to show his quality here for Aidan O'Brien. Aidan O'Brien himself has saddled 20 winners from 105 runners at Navan in the last 3 years, making him profitable by just over £13 to a £1 stake around Navan, so it makes sense to have one or two Aidan O'Brien trained runners on your side on this card, and I think Order of St. George certainly sets the bill for the 4:25. In the 4:55, we've got more 3-year-olds on show for this mile and two handicap, where several here come into the race with credible chances. Athiba is an interesting horse, certainly on his 7 furlongs form, but he's stepping up to 10 furlongs now, and he's going to have to prove that he stays over this stiff 10 furlongs for Kevin Prendergast, which won't be easy for him. If he does get home, he's got an obvious chance. Aidan O'Brien's Wild Irish Rose was a little bit unlucky in 6th last time out at Leopardstown in a maiden, but runs in a handicap today and is potentially well treated on a mark of 81, but this is her toughest assignment to date for sure. There's no hiding places, and if she's not sharp enough, she's going to get found out. I prefer the more substantial form of Gerald Lyons' Room to Roam, who really does stay this trip well. Was a little bit unlucky not to score when second at Dundalk earlier in the month. Gerald Lyons had 2 winners at Limerick yesterday, another winner at Dundalk on Friday. He's very much a trainer in form. He also has a very good record at Navan. So everything looks set for Room to Roam to run a really big race in the 4:55. The 5:25 to close the card is a fiendish handicap. Very, very difficult over a mile and 4 furlongs for 4-year-olds and upwards to close the card. And I'm going to take a chance on Gordon Elliott's Ondemura, returning from a break since last October on a pretty lenient looking mark of 54. This 5-year-old has lots of experience and is a versatile type who stays a good bit further than this, so has a very good opportunity first time out off a nice racing weight. Again, sharpness and match practice is taken on trust after a holiday, but I think Ondemura has what it takes to go very well here from a very low mark. The hat-trick-seeking Tommy Welsh looks sure to be the main danger to all if he can transfer his recent form to the turf, but it's Ondemura for me to close the day at Navan.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.